Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doc Marshall. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Andy Rees. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting second. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting third. The catcher, Clyde Sukeforth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie May. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie May. And now, play ball. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is called out on strikes. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth hits a fly ball into center field. Rees settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a fly ball into center field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Musel reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Rees settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and moves to third. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Callahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball towards center. Callahan catches it and throws to Kritz, who relays to strip to double up Marshall. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sukeforth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a line drive into right field. Ott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ott. Sukeforth moves to third. Musel moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sukeforth scores. Musel scores. Stripp moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0 for 1 in the game. Rees hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Hogan reaches second base with a double. Ott scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Reds. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sukeforth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kritz moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Kritz moves to third. Sukeforth moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman bunts towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kritz scores. Sukeforth moves to third. Musel moves to second. It's 5-2, Reds. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Stripp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach, who is chasing the ball. Stripp reaches third base with a triple. Sukeforth scores. Musel scores. Heilman goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Reds. Roy Parmley now pitching. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. Two outs. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Kurt Walker now playing right field. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Marshall for the double play. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. May hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callahan hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hogan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Roy Parmley. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Hogan moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive towards third. Cuccinello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 3 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hogan scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 8-3, Reds. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lucas now pitching. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 6 RBIs. Stripp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Stripp reaches second base with a double. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello bunts towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to first for the out. Stripp moves to third. One out. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas has Stripp trapped. There's the throw to Hogan and over to Lindstrom, who tags Stripp for the out. Ford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Reese reaches third base with a triple. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reese scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Reds. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hogan hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds 8, and New York Giants 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.